This apparently is happening to kids in the United States. They're developing British accents from watching too much of a show called Peppa Pig. Have you heard of this show?
Oh, yes, I do. My nieces have watched that. It's a nice cartoon, actually. I approve of it.
Well, the show's been around since 2004. Parents are now noticing that their preschoolers are now talking differently. They're sounding like, obviously, the characters
are British
of this television show.
Yeah, so you have Peppa Pig and George, and I think their accents are very nice. It's very British, but it's strange how on earth are the kids picking up on the accents?
Well, how many hours a week are they watching this show?
Oh, it depends. Yeah. Now on YouTube, I guess you can watch it like as many times. It's not like before, back in the day when you'd have to wait for it to come on TV.
Yeah, I can speak to this. My two children, Liam and Taylor, spent a lot of time watching Teletubbies. And I used to make them OD on Teletubbies so I could do other stuff. And they started sounding like the characters on Teletubbies. It took me about a year and a half and with therapy to get them not sounding like characters.
They don't even like talk properly here, right? Teletubbies.
Daddy! Or I should have used the best. Barney the dinosaur. Hey, kids! So Liam goes into kindergarten, sits down, teacher says, hey, what's your name? Liam Kelly.
Oh, you are mean.
Finally, after.
Well, I hope they're listening to this.
Hi, my name is Liam. Sounds like Kermit the Frog.
It does. That's a different cartoon.
What's that? No, Count Dracula.
Yeah, oh, Sesame Street. Hey, George.
So Taylor goes into JK. What's your name? My name is Taylor Kelly. Ha, 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 ha. Just kidding.
Oh, you're making me cry.
No. What do you got this morning?
Oh, okay. Well, this is something interesting. It's not just for broadcasters, but also this is for broadcasters as well as gamers and people who stream live online. So this can affect lots of people. And this is something that's happening all over Twitter and people are pointing it out. All right. So a guy shaved his head for charity. Mm-hmm. And he noticed something bizarre. Really weird on his head. And he said, this is a workplace hazard for everyone who wears headphones on a daily basis. They now have an indent in the middle of his head. And I've been looking at your head, Sean, for the last
time. Stop!
And you have something. So, yes, be careful. It's a workplace hazard. You get a temporary dent. Everyone says, don't freak out. It's not permanent. It's not going to change the shape of your skull. But if you wear headphones every day, not kidding. They said, shaved your head. You don't have a problem.
No, I was already like. The other day I was out. Somebody says, you work in radio. I said, why?
Yeah, you got the shape of your headphones indented on your head. So check it out next time.
You're being silly.
I'm not. You can check it out. It's on Twitter, and everyone's posting pictures of their head.
Mix 97, good morning.
Hello there, Matt, Sean, Kelly. How are you?
Good.
George, I heard my name there on the radio. You know, the Count Dracula. By the way, you don't sound like Barney, okay? I just want to let you know. Okay, Sean?
Thanks, George.
Okay, buddy. Have a good one. Take care. Bye.